By signing a law in the middle of the night that he promised never to sign, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has made his state the 24th state to have what CEOs and Republicans call a right-to-work law. These laws are very beneficial to CEOs and Republicans because what they do is they allow employers to mistreat workers by denying them decent wages and health care and pensions and overtime and all those other things that run up employer costs. So what are these right-to-work laws, and why do unions call them right-to-work-for-less laws? I like to simply call them anti-union legislation or laws against collective bargaining. These laws exist in 24 states, and what they do is they say that workers can form a union still, though you can fire the workers that try to form a union, but if they manage to form a union nonetheless, that once the union is formed, that workers can choose to get all the benefits of a union without joining the union. You see, this way the union works hard and gets you better wages, health care, pensions, overtime on weekends. And you say, great, I'll take all that and I won't support the union with union dues. Well, when you stop paying your union dues, the union can no longer function, and then eventually it must disband and you get the wages and low benefits of non-unionized workers. It's really not a very good deal for workers. And if you need proof of that, all you have to do is look at the article I cite on my website at marklevinetalk.com. Go to the section labeled 5-Minute Comment on Right-to-Work Laws. You'll see a map I've posted there, and the map shows, this is from the Detroit Free Press, by the way, that the states are about half and half, with pretty much blue states, Democratic states, supporting union rights, and red states being the ones who are against union rights with this right to mistreat workers laws. Well, what do we find? We find that income, the highest income in the United States, there are 10 states in the United States with the highest income, 9 of them are pro-union states. Only one of those high income states, it happens to be Virginia, has these anti-union laws. Well, what about the reverse side? What about lowest income? Actually, 7 of the 10 lowest per capita income states are anti-union states that have passed these laws. Still think it's a coincidence? Look at the uninsured, which is another way of looking at poverty. And you will see that the uninsured, the majority of them live in states with these anti-union laws. Well, you might say, okay, these anti-union laws definitely harm workers, but they make employers money, and we all know they are the job creators, and so economic growth must be greater in anti-union states. Wrong again. Look at the map, and you will see that 7 of the 10 states with the most economic growth are states that have pro-union policies rather than anti-union policies. In fact, 2 of the states that are anti-union and still have economic growth also happen to be America's leading oil states, North Dakota and Texas. The upshot of all of this is when you destroy unions, you destroy not just worker benefits, but economic growth and overall wealth. Maryland sits right next to Virginia, and yet Maryland, which is a pro-union state, has the highest per capita income in the United States. Virginia is not so lucky, and I think one of the main reasons has to be because of these right-to-work laws. So what do these laws do? Well, basically, they allow employers to do a race to the bottom. Michigan passed these laws because Indiana undercut their wages. But in Indiana, Mississippi undercuts its wages, and under Mississippi is Mexico and China. And the only way to undercut China is to bring slavery back. These laws are a race to the bottom. And Michigan, the state that brought us not only the auto industry, but good jobs and good paying wages, Michigan should know better. It's time for Michigan voters to get rid of their Republican government and bring back the pro-union policies that made Michigan and this country great. This is Mark Levine. My website is marklevinetalk.com. Follow me on Twitter at marklevinetalk.